Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And you know, as I'm talking about the one new man, I just got an email. I'm holding it in my hands right now. And as you know, we have a television show and we have a radio show, and it's all available in the archives on our webpage, sidroth.org. And this is an email I just got a couple minutes before this show. I am the only one saved in my family. I was Muslim, but God saved me 7 years ago by His grace. I watch Sid online. He has opened my eyes towards God. And we're getting so many letters and comments from people that are Muslim. Our TV show is in most of the Muslim nations. I mean, we're in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, something like 19 other Islamic nations. And because we talk about the miraculous, they are fascinated by what's going on. But at the same time, to me, the greatest example of the one new man is when a Jewish person and a Muslim person come to know the Messiah. And that, to me, is the greatest illustration. And Jewish people, this is the time, the set time to favor Zion. Jewish people are coming to the Messiah. And that's why the Holy Spirit many years ago gave me a dream. And in the dream, He told me to write a book, and He told me more Jewish people would come to know Him through that book than anything I'd ever done. And now it's in so many multiple languages. Millions have been, over a million have been distributed. And as a matter of fact, we have Project 77 going on, and many of you have participated. But in Project 77, we obtained the names and addresses of 2 million Jewish people in the United States of America. And for a gift of $77, we will mail 7 Jewish people the book that God told me to write. They thought for themselves, 10 Jewish testimonies from 10 Jewish people from 10 walks of life. Let me tell you about one person that got the book. He is an Orthodox Jewish rabbinic student. And he called me up and he said, I've been reading your book, especially that chapter by Dr. Michael Brown, and it's had an impact on me. And we talk a little while, and I said, do you want to receive the Messiah? And he said, no. And I said, why? He said, well, I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, but I love my Orthodox Jewish lifestyle. I love my community. I'm kind of torn. And I said, look, put God first. Stay in your community. Love your Jewish lifestyle, but put God first. Come to know the Messiah for yourself. Let's say a prayer. And when I told him he could stay in his Orthodox Jewish community, he said, okay, I'll make Yeshua my Messiah and Lord. And he said a prayer of salvation. Well, we have mailed so far 600,000 of these books to Jewish families in the United States of America. But we have a total of 2 million, and we need your help. So for a gift of $77, we will mail this book to 7 Jewish families in the United States and send a copy of the book to you and send their names so you can pray for them to be blessed in every area of their life. And of course, the greatest blessing is for them to know the King of the Jews, the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach. Well, I have on the telephone from Tel Aviv, Israel, Shira Sokaram. As far as I'm concerned, Shira and her husband, Ari, put out a newsletter from Israel. Their organization is called Maos. And Shira, Maos means strength.
That's That is correct.
And I imagine, Matt, lots of people get your newsletter and don't know even what Maos means.
No.
Now, what is behind? Why would you pick Maos, that word, for your ministry?
We took it from the scripture, the Lord is my strength. And the word for strength is Maos. It means fortress or strength. And so we said, that's what we're going to have in order to make any type of impact in Israel.
Well, you should know, because 40 years ago, in 1967, you immigrated from the United States to Israel. Now, let's be candid. Most American Jews haven't even been to Israel, let alone are thinking of Aliyah or becoming citizens of Israel. And 40 years ago, there was probably even less talk about that. What caused you to leave the wonderful American lifestyle and go to Israel?
Well, we were getting ready. My family and I were going to have a tour here. And so we were planning to get here in October 1967. And while we were planning that, the Six-Day War took place, when in 6 days, Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jewish people, Judea and Samaria, Gaza, the Golan Heights, even the Sinai Desert. They all came back into the hands of the Jewish people. And so that raised an interest in my mind, because I was saying, this is a sign of the last days. Jerusalem coming back into the hands of the Jewish people is a sign of the last days. And so that's when I began to think a little bit more stronger about coming to Israel. Now, also, I know that this is a fact. When I got here, many young Jewish men and women from the United States immigrated at that time. There was a big immigration of young people from the States. I don't know if it's ever been like that since, but there was just a number of thousands of American Jews who came at that time because of the excitement of Jerusalem coming back into the hands of the Jewish people.
But you went by yourself, am I right?
Well, I came over on the tour, and I was getting ready to go back on the tour, and we were standing out in front of a hotel, and that was it, getting ready to get on the bus to go to the airport, and the bus came late. And meanwhile, I was talking to my father because I had been working in documentary films. My father said, you know, this is remarkable what's happening in Israel. I mean, even the people themselves are saying the days of Messiah are here. People who did not know who the Messiah was, but they still said, this something's happening. So he said, why don't you make a documentary film about what God is doing in Israel by bringing the land back into the hands of the Jewish people? And so because that bus was late, I decided I would stay here for a few days, and then I decided a few weeks, and then a few months, and by that time I was hooked. I was here.
But what did your parents think about you being, you're young, you're single, you're there in Israel by yourself. What did your parents think about that?
Well, my father is a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. He's gone on to his reward now, but he loved Israel and prayed for Israel all the time, wrote about Israel. And I do believe that I'm here, my life has been spent here in Israel because of the prayers and the love that my father had for Israel. So, yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what was it like 40 years ago in Israel?
Totally amazing. I can remember the first Independence Day after the Six-Day War.
At that time, did they hit you on the head with those little funny hammers that were plastic?
They had the hammers.
I've been out in the streets when that happened.
Oh, it's a terrible. But anyway.
It doesn't hurt, but okay.
I was living in Jerusalem at that time. I lived in Jerusalem for 6 years after, you know, getting there in 1967. And everything is new to me. Everything is new. I didn't know what to expect. But on the Independence Day, which was in the May of 1968, okay, so it's the first Independence Day of Israel when Jerusalem was back in the hands of the Jewish people.
That had to be so exciting.
Well, here's what happened. I went out of my house, and I saw people everywhere moving in a certain direction, which was towards the Western Wall, you know, the new Western Wall, as far as Israel is concerned. So I followed, and there were thousands of people. They were all making their way to the direction of the Western Wall. Well, it filled up very fast. But outside of the city gates of Jaffa, around the old city, there were, I don't know, maybe 50,000 people. And I stood there, and they all started singing this song, which all Jewish people know, Jerusalem of Gold. And they started singing Jerusalem, Jerusalem of Gold. And you can imagine how it sounded for 50,000 people spontaneously singing about Jerusalem. It was earth-shaking, I have to say.
I can feel it as you're saying that. So you're swept with this crowd. They're looking at the Western Wall for the first time in Jewish possession. What a moment. You had no doubt that you were supposed to be there at that point, I'm sure.
Oh, it was a euphoria that lasted in Israel for about 6 years. It lasted from 1967, Six-Day War, until 1973, the Yom Kippur War, when the Arabs did a surprise attack on Israel and 2,000 soldiers were killed. And
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. But there is so much history in Shira Sokaram that I want to get it out in this interview. But she has put together a special CD called Four Signs of the Last Days. And there is such warfare against these four signs. And the sad thing is, most Christians don't even know this. That's going to be a bonus for everyone that sends us $77 so we can send seven books to seven Jewish people in the United States of America. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.